Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
And hello, everybody. Let me ask you. Well, actually, let me inform you. Somewhere along the way, many of us learned that the mistakes we make somehow reduce our value. I guess my question is, what the hell? So today we're going to challenge that entire idea. Because if you secretly feel like your worth rises and falls on depending how well your life is going, this episode is for you and me and anybody listening to this or watching this at any time. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, nationally board certified health and wellness coach, as well as a slew of other certifications, because I'm a certification junkie, because I love learning and exploring different ways to contribute to you. And if you have a topic that you would love to explore on the show, please email me at hello@danielle.com, DONNIELLE.com, and let me know what it is, because if you want to know, I want to know. And if we want to know, other people do too. All right. So today we're talking about the lie of human worth. What do I mean about that? Am I like going to make some bold statement that humans have no value? Quite the opposite, okay? Quite the opposite. I am going to challenge that we have value because we exist, because you're here, because you are breathing, because you are on this planet, and not because of what you do. Or sometimes not even because of who you are. Stick with me on that, okay? So we're exploring something that affects almost every human being at some point on the planet. Value. More specifically, the value of you. And not your value because of what you produce, not because of what you achieve or who your friends are, not your value because of your income, productivity, relationship status, social media following, I know that's going to hurt for some, career title, or ability to hold everything together and smile politely. Yay! I mean, the value of you as a human being. Okay. Because so many of us unknowingly have built their entire sense of worth around performance. And listen to this part, please. The problem with that is simple. If we have built our self-worth around performance, then every mistake feels like a reduction in worth. Say that again. If your value is based on performance, output, that every mistake, every stumble feels like a reduction in worth. No, thank you. Every failure becomes identity. Every setback becomes evidence. Every struggle becomes, see, this is why I suck. This is why I'm not enough. This is why you should not hire me, talk to me, be with me, talk to me. And that simply is exhausting, right? So many people walk around with invisible scorecards in their head. Any of you? Listen to these. How productive was I today? That's usually mine. I'll admit it. That's one of my big things. How useful was I? How much do people approve of me? How successful do I appear? How much did I accomplish? How well did I perform? Whew! And if the answers don't meet some internal standard that we don't even know we're judging ourselves by, but somewhere we're judging ourselves by them, we feel bad about ourselves. Look at this really quickly. What did I just say? If the answers don't meet our internal standard, we feel bad about ourselves. Not bad about the outcome, bad about ourselves. And that distinction matters. Because there's a huge difference between, that didn't quite go as I planned or hoped or was aiming for versus, fuck, I failed. I'm a failure. No. Okay. One addresses and experiences the other attacks identity. Okay. And, conditioning with this starts young. So many of us were praised mostly for achievement, and I've talked about this in other shows. It's the good grades, being helpful, being responsible, being talented, being successful, being attractive, being easy to manage, which cracks me up. More on that later. And please, encouragement is not wrong. If you are a child or you have children or have friends or family or know any single person, please be encouraging. Encouragement is not wrong. Okay. It's just so many of us at a very young age absorb the message that my value increases when I perform well. I am worth more. I am seen as more. I have more value for me, for other people when I perform well. Okay. And then adulthood arrives. Yay, adulthood. And suddenly we're trying to earn that worth nonstop through overworking, overgiving, overachieving, people pleasing, perfectionism. Imagine if I had constant productivity. Sorry, that was my words stumbling over each other. But what's interesting is, I know a lot of you saw yourself in that list I just said. And the problem is, underneath all of that is one question. Am I enough yet? We're always trying to earn that worth. When are we ever enough? Well, today I'm posing, you're enough now. Everything else is just enjoyment of life. Okay? So, one of the most dangerous things that we as people do is turn moments into identities. Oh, sorry about that. That was probably really loud. I just hit my microphone. I talk with my hands. I try to stay far enough away so that doesn't happen, but it does. And I could have turned this moment into, see, I shouldn't be allowed to speak publicly or with a microphone, or like, oh my gosh, they're gonna think I don't know what I'm talking about because I made a mistake. I don't look perfect. This is, right? How quickly do we claim identities like that? Or like, you should keep your hands down. I don't know if I could talk if my hands were tied. But anyways, but we turn moments like this into an identity. You fail at something once, I'm a failure. You embarrass yourself like you're doing a live broadcast and you hit the microphone. I shouldn't be seen in public. A relationship ends and you go, I'm unlovable. You make a financial mistake and think, I ruin everything, or I'm not good with money. You struggle mentally and you go, there must be something wrong with me. I work with literally hundreds, thousands of people, and one of the things I talk about more often than not is, if something's going on mentally and emotionally, nothing's wrong with you, something's healing within you. Okay? That's a big topic. I'm just throwing that out there for somebody who needs to hear it, plant that little seed of like, if something's going on, something's healing, something can be healed, and you're on that path. Okay. So back to the one of the most dangerous things we as people do is turn those moments into identity. Is mistakes are just events. Okay. They're not identities. They're just moments of time in our lives, an event, an experience, right? And honestly, my friends, if mistakes removed our value, none of us would have any left. I don't know about you, but I honestly don't know if there's not a day I don't go, whoops, or I should have maybe done that differently, or played that differently, or said that differently. But you can't do it from that self-flagellation judgment place. You're just like, oh, yeah, okay, I could have done that differently. Or, oops, Hit the mic. Oops, drop that. Oops. Oh, I forgot about that. Whatever it is. Show me one person who's never made a mistake in a day, and I'll show you somebody who doesn't exist. Wrap your head around that noodle. Okay. I hear how it's opposite, but it reads. All right. So every one of us, my friends, every person listening or watching this has misjudged something, said the wrong thing, hurt somebody unintentionally, made emotional decisions, wasted time, missed opportunities, avoided things, been afraid, been uncertain. This is called life. This is called being human, right? We learn more often than not through contrast, even if we're not the ones experiencing it, right? Because it's like we can watch somebody and go, oh, good to know, thanks, right? So we learn through the contrast, through our experience, ours or others, awarenesses, reflections. You do not become wise without mistakes. You become wise of how you respond to them. Okay? This is like trying to live a life without doing mistakes is trying to live a life without stress. Crossing the street is stressful. So it's not about never making a mistake, never having stress. It's about having the tools and the way you respond to the mistakes, to the stress things, and then it becomes an event instead of who you are. Okay. But how many of us take those emotional weapons and use them again? Sorry, how many of us take those emotional moments, those mistakes, and use them as weapons for decades against us? I'm raising my hand, all of you better be too, right? And why? Because we as people, we tend to personalize experiences instead of learning from them. Look at that sentence for a moment. We tend to personalize experiences instead of learning from them. We say something wrong to somebody, right? Professionally, personally, random stranger on the street. And then we go, oh crap, what does this mean? We usually think, what does this mean about us? How am I wrong here? Let me prove to myself why I shouldn't be in public or speak to other people instead of going, that's the personalized experience. Instead of doing things like, oh, okay, note to self, probably not best to say that to some stranger, right? Reflecting on the experience is not the problem. Internalizing it, making it about you instead of learning is where we tend to screw ourselves up. Okay. We're going to take a break a little early here just because I'm going to get into a next segment and I don't want to stop the flow because I know me, if I start this next segment, the break will be late. And I'm going to have tips for you when we come back too. But really start looking at this, my friend. It's like during the break, what have you placed your value of you on? What behavior, what reaction, what value do you claim gives you value? And what I mean by that is like, do you think it's success? Do you think it's about how you appear, how your contribution is to others, how your bank account is, or how you look? In the age of social media, how many followers, how many likes? I got off Facebook for a long time because I started becoming obsessed with like, did they like it? Why did they like it and not love it? What does that mean? Are you freaking kidding me? But no, that was my head. I was putting my value as a coach, a successful coach, on how many likes I got. I'm like, what? So, what are you putting your value on? Okay, what are you putting the value of you on? Ponder that as we take a break. All right, my friends, you are listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And if you ever do want to explore this stuff on a one-on-one conversation, please do check out my webpage, danielle.com, And let's have a private chat, also called sessions. All right, my friends, we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, today to the Exploration of Wonder. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. Sorry, I was jumping right in because during the break, I realized I'm like, I have so many notes. Let's get back into it. So today we're talking about the lie of human value. And as I said at the beginning, I'm not saying that human value has the I'm not saying that there is no value in being human. I'm saying you have value because you're here, because you exist. Okay. So the first segment, we went into a lot of stuff. Please check it out. And next, we're going to get into really quickly the productivity trap. How many of us do this? Of where we place value on our productivity. And I don't just mean like your output of a business or a hobby or your job. I'm also talking about things like, did I give enough? Did I contribute enough? Okay. So it's those places where you go, if I'm productive, I matter. If I'm useful, I matter. If I'm helping others, I matter. Busy becomes status. Burnout becomes proof of dedication. And rest becomes laziness. That one is a huge thing. You know, self-care is required, is not a luxury, okay? So many people feel uncomfortable sitting still because they think they're only valuable when producing something. Let me ask you a hard question, and please listen. If you could no longer, quote unquote, perform whatever you think it is tomorrow, would you believe your life still had value? If whatever you're placing value on yourself for stopped, would you think you still had value? And, you know, when I first wrote that question, because, you know, information flows, it stopped me cold. I'm like, holy crap. Okay, because how many of us have accidentally really reduced ourselves into functions, provider, caretaker, worker, helper, fixer, contributor, whatever it is, but we are not a machine only built for output. We are a living being. Okay, and here's the thing, it's like, we might receive validation for some of these things, but you will only feel temporary validated. But validation and worth are not the same things. Okay, they're just not. They are not the same things. You might feel validated, but that's not your worth. That's not your value. It's two different things. Okay, external success cannot permanently solve internal disconnection. Let me say that one again, at least for myself. External success cannot permanently solve internal disconnection. Whoops. If your relationship with yourself is built on conditions, you will constantly move the endpoint, the goal point, the final, that's it. Okay, you'll never get there. If you've ever said things or thought or even said out loud, I'll feel enough when I make more money, lose weight, get the relationship, build the business, become more confident, heal completely. I don't know what that one is. And get recognition. The moment will never arrive, okay? Because you'll always create another condition, because the issue was never achievement. The issue was believing that you had enough self-worth in the first place. Okay, so what actually determines human value? What actually determines having value? Okay, who decided that productive people are worth more than struggling people, right? Who decided that mistakes reduce humanity, that success equals value, or uncertainty makes someone lesser? Uncertainty? Listen to that part again. Who decided that uncertainty makes someone lesser? Please. Because when you really looked at it, if you really look at it, many of those ideas are inherited social conditioning. Yay. Okay. And some of it's very unhealthy. And society treats people on this based on appearance, status, career, success, money, education, influence. But none of those things actually determine the worth of a person. It might on the outset, but what I'm talking about is that core of like, you have value because you are here. And then everything else is just fun and play, okay? A wealthy person does not have more inherent value than a struggling person. A successful person is not more human than someone who is rebuilding their life, okay? What if you stop trying to earn your right to exist? You know how I know you have a right to exist? Because you exist, okay? So you have worth not because you're perfect. I don't know anyone is. Not because you never fail. We all do. And not because you constantly achieve, okay? You have value because you exist. And, you know, people think, oh, it's too simple. But I will tell you, healthy self-worth creates more growth, not less. Okay, shame rarely creates sustainable transformation. As I've said, I have never seen a client judge themselves into change. I've only seen them judge themselves into a black hole. Okay, so please stop wasting valuable amounts of energy and time trying to prove to people that you deserve to exist, or to yourself that you deserve to exist. Okay? Because, and when you do that, you have more energy for the creativity, for connection, curiosity, purpose, exploration, and joy. Okay? So please start separating your humanity, your value, from your performance. But how do we do that, Danielle? Thank you. I'm glad you asked. Here are a few quick practical shifts of how to start separating your value of as a human being existence from the performance and the outcome. Okay. So, number one, separate identity from behavior. Instead of "I am a failure," try, "Well, that choice didn't create what I wanted." Clean, specific, no identity attacked. Behavior can change. All right. When you separate the two, you create room to learn instead of feeling ashamed. Number two, stop using productivity as proof of worth. I'm talking to myself a lot on this one, by the way. Resting does not reduce your value. It doesn't. Being tired does not reduce your value, nor does it prove your value. Okay. Needing help does not reduce your value. Your worth isn't something you earn by checking enough boxes. Productivity is just something you do. It's not who you are. Okay. This one is a big one. Listen to this next one. Number three, notice conditional self-love. Pay attention to when you only approve of yourself after an accomplishment. This is important awareness. Ask yourself, would I still believe I'm enough if I didn't accomplish this? If the answer is no, you found a place where your worth has become conditional. You are telling yourself, I will love myself if I do this, if I accomplish this, whatever. Please look at that. It's huge. Conditional self-love. Maybe I'll do a whole show on that. Okay. Number four, speak to yourself differently. We all need this one. Your body and your nervous system are constantly listening. And many people are verbally abusing themselves all day long, wondering why then they feel exhausted. Well, because you're abusing yourself all day long. Okay. If you wouldn't say it to somebody you deeply love, it's worth questioning why you're saying it to yourself. Okay. Number five, acknowledge yourself beyond outcomes. What does that mean, right? Not just what did I achieve, what was the end result, but notice how did I show up? What did I learn? Was I brave? Was I honest? And where did I keep going? Okay. Because those are the things that build the character resilience and trust in yourself. Success is wonderful. I like it. But the person you become along the way is what stays with you. Okay. The value of you cannot be accurately measured by a bad day, year, decade, a mistake, a failed relationship, a business attempt, a difficult season, a human flaw. Your life is not a report card. You are not a productivity app. You are not your worst moment. And maybe one of the greatest acts of learning and he sorry, one of the greatest acts of healing is learning to stop treating yourself like your humanity must constantly be earned, that your value must constantly be earned. Because life changes when you stop asking, what do I have to do to have and deserve value? And then begin exploring what becomes possible when I realize I don't have to earn my value. As I said before, I know you have value because you're here. You have value because you exist, not because of what you do. If you ever want to explore this, like I said, please do reach out at danielle.com. There's lots of stuff coming. I might even have a book coming out that we need to talk about soon. But recognize you have value, and then the rest is play, my friends. All right. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Exploration of Wonder. Tune in next week. More fun stuff is coming. And until we play again, have a fun week, a magical week, and recognize the value of you. All right, my friends. Have a great one. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.